And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hanalee Myers, and we've mentioned many times here on the Cannabis Report that we were coming up on the 10-year anniversary of legalization of marijuana in Colorado. That date has come and gone, and here to give us kind of a recap, we have Leland Rucker. He's a longtime cannabis correspondent, and I can't think of anybody better to fill us in on how these last 10 years have gone here in Colorado with legal cannabis. So, Leland, thank you so much for being here.
It's always good to be here.
All right, Leland. So 10 years gone. What have we learned? Where are we succeeding? Where might we be failing?
That's interesting. About 10 years ago, about this time, December 10th, that was when John Hickenlooper signed the bill. And I hadn't been paying that much attention to the marijuana initiatives. You know, there had been a few here in Colorado and they hadn't passed. And I was worried about Obama getting a second term. It was 2012. I wasn't really thinking about the marijuana initiative at all. And then in December, he signed the bill and something clicked in my head. It said, oh my God, I'm going to be able to buy cannabis legally within a year. And I began studying marijuana in more detail. That's when I really got at it. That led to a column in Boulder Weekly, Weed Between the Lines, three-year stint with Senzi Magazine, and this, which, you know, is just shows continued interest in marijuana and now psychedelic legalization, things that we wouldn't have thought of 20 years ago, would never have imagined that any of this would happen. It's similar to the end of Prohibition 100 years ago, you know, almost 100 years ago. It's very similar to that. That's why I got interested in it. And the governor who opposed it is now Senator John Hickenlooper from Colorado, and he's trying to get Congress to legalize marijuana like Colorado did. This is a person who was against it when he was governor. He was against it at the beginning. And so how has the state done in 10 years? From a personal standpoint, I can buy pot legally in a store for less money than I paid on the black market more than a decade ago. And, you know, whether that's better, whether the pot is as good as the illegal stuff, that's a hotly debated issue. I'm not going to get into it because it's different for everybody.
And then another big part of Amendment 64's passage was treating marijuana like alcohol. I mean, it was right there in the title. Do you feel like that's something that the state has been successful in accomplishing?
You know, somewhat. That's about all I can. Not really. The law passed recently that lowered the amounts that people can buy. It made it much more difficult for medical marijuana users. I think they were the ones that had to pay for the legislature feeling that too many kids were getting a hold of it. I think that that's had an effect on the medical side. We've seen diminishing amounts of money in taxes from the medical side. So we'll have to kind of watch that and see what happens in the next few years. I'm not really sure. I fear it might be the end of medical marijuana, but I'm not positive of that yet. So we'll just keep watching that. A quick word about marijuana use. A recent study said that 3 in 10 Coloradans use cannabis in one way or another. Unless it's true that dispensaries are grooming more people to use more cannabis, which I don't believe, that number is not going to be 5 in 10 in any reasonable amount of time. And cannabis is just not that popular. And today it's legal in 2 adjoining states, which it wasn't 10 years ago, and New Mexico and Utah. So that makes a lot of difference here in Colorado. I mean, when we first did it, we were the first state to do it, and nobody else had done this before. And so, you know, and to looking at it, legalization has brought amazing amounts of money to the state. More than $12 billion in marijuana has been sold in 10 years. Think of that, $12 billion. And the state's collected more than $2 billion in taxes. That's a lot of money. Colorado and Washington State took in more revenue from marijuana sales than from either alcohol or cigarettes in fiscal year 2022. I think that's good news. And if you look at the number of places where people can drink alcohol, there's a few more where you can drink alcohol than consume cannabis. That's one of the places where we haven't been able to deal with that. You know, all the states that have legalized have had this problem. We do have the cannabis church. with cannabis as a sacrament. We have a Denver hotel that's going through all of its paces to make it a 420 hotel and a place where people can enjoy cannabis just like they enjoy alcohol. Denver recently amended its rules to allow hospitality places, and I thought that that might really bring out some interesting things, but as of almost two years, nothing has happened at all. The coffee joint at 1130 Yuma Street is Denver's only licensed and operating establishment for marijuana consumption. The coffee joint allows visitors 21 and up to electronically vape and dab cannabis and eat edibles brought from home or purchased at the neighboring pot shop next door, but there's no smoking, no combustible flames. So when it comes to driving, we're in about the same place, you know. Colorado's driving limit for THC is 5 nanograms per milliliter of blood, and that was set in 2013, and state officials have since admitted that the science is misleading. I've been part of a study where we know that the science is misleading. THC levels in the blood remain high for regular users over 12 hours after consumption, but the THC blood levels in novice users spike immediately after smoking, and then they drop down after that. So everybody's different, and it's not like alcohol. And police departments here are aware that the tests that you use to detect alcohol are not applicable to marijuana users. They're just not the same.
And I've heard that referred to as like a soft prohibition issue in the state because there are these gray areas where if you set nanogram levels or set levels in an inappropriate way or in a way that isn't reliable, that means pretty much getting behind the wheel if you use cannabis at all puts you at risk. And that's something we seem to not have figured out quite yet how to address that.
No, we haven't. You know, with alcohol, we basically understand that a certain alcohol level will incapacitate someone. Not everyone, but someone. And, that, you know, we basically go by that. But we haven't come up with anything on marijuana for that. So as far as that's concerned, I'd say overall the state's got about a C or a C plus. I'm happy that the state is trying to deal with it, even though there's a lot of people, even there are people against it in the state legislature. But I'm glad to see them dealing with the fact that this is the law in Colorado.
It seems like a lot of these issues are up to industry now, the industry now to figure out. There's a lot of opportunity still in cannabis to figure out how do we appropriately judge someone's intoxication level? How do we address the waste with all the containers that are associated with cannabis? These are all kind of issues that the cannabis industry is facing, but seems particularly motivated to find solutions for and work with administrators to do so in a way that is something that can be replicated in other states. Looking forward at the next 10 years, there's a lot of improvement, it seems like, that can be made, but a lot of interest and passion in addressing some of those
problems. There really is amongst a lot of people. I just hope that that kind of an attitude can continue over the next 10 years.
I mean, here we are, these 10 years later, we have 21 states that have recreational use of cannabis in some way, including Guam and I know DC, and then you have 10 states and the U.S. Virgin Islands that have decriminalized its use, and you have medical marijuana, I think, in like 39 states. So, I mean, Colorado has clearly taken a big step that has been followed by a lot of other places.
Well, after 10 years, almost half of the United States can now buy marijuana legally. And when Colorado originally did that, no one could. We have to remember that. Colorado went against the world. Colorado voters said, we're going to allow this, and it was against the world at that time. And now half the United States is in that same exact position. There's going to be problems, and we're going to continue to have to deal with those problems. There's still alcohol issues still out there, and sure, they're still making changes in the alcohol laws, and that's been almost 100 years. So we know there's going to be changes. I just hope that we can make decent changes and not bad ones.
Well, we certainly appreciate you keeping us in the loop as usual, Leland, and we will keep bringing you information about cannabis and all of the other exciting things similar going on in Colorado here on the Cannabis Report, the first and third Thursday of every month. Leland, thanks again.
Hey, thanks. Thanks to everybody who listens. This is the end of the year for us, and thanks to everybody who listens. I sure do appreciate it.
We absolutely do appreciate you, and we'll see you next year. For KGNU, I'm Hanley Myers.